May the Lord help us to commence this evening by singing hymn 980. 980. When sins and fears prevailing rise, and fainting hope almost expires, Jesus, to thee I lift my eyes, to thee I breathe my soul's desires. Hymn 980.
Let us read together from the Acts of the Apostles, from chapter 3 into chapter 4. That's the Acts of the Apostles, from chapter 3 into chapter 4. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength, and he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye this? For, or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power and holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom is by him, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him the perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people, yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first. God hath raised up his Son, Jesus. And I'll read again. Unto you first. God, having raised up his Son, Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. And as they thus spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day. It was now eventide. Albeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have ye done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, and God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. And just these verses, this is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I want to leave the reading there by the Lord's help. Amen. O Lord, we do seek in thy mercy, thou remember us as we come before thee, pleading that worthy name, there is no other. Oh, we've been reminded of it, Lord, we believe it, but help our unbelief. Pray, Lord, that thou remember us as we gather in thy word, and that there might be, Lord, a sweetness in that worthy name for us this evening hour. Maybe also, Lord, that help of God to worship thee aright with our hearts up to thee and with that desire to know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. We pray, Lord, that thou gather us as we seek thy blessing upon us. And there are those we tenderly pray for, that thou remember those, Lord, that need that healing touch, but also that those, Lord, that wait upon thee, that thou hasten to come. Remember those, Lord, whose desires are known to thee, but there are those trials and difficulties in the way. Pray, Lord, that thou open the windows of heaven, pour us out a blessing. Grant also, Lord, that thou forgive our sins which testify against us. Oh, we cannot make long words about it, Lord, how defiled, how sinful, our unbelief, how it afflicts us, how we need thee, Lord, to remember us with the favour thou bearest thy people this evening hour, and the young ones, and do round about them, each one. We seek, Lord, that thou help us to acknowledge thee in all our ways, and grant, Lord, the convoy of thy love. We pray, Lord, that thou help us, even this evening hour, to know thy sweet spirit, to be, Lord, sweetly taken of the things of Jesus and revealing them unto us. And we think, Lord, of those whose eyes are upon thee, with dear Jehoshaphat, and others too that would see Jesus. Remember this house of prayer. Lord, we pray that thou hear us for those whose eyes are up and upon thee. We seek, Lord, that thou remember those we sweetly commit into thy kind and gracious hands. The Lord, that may need thee to bring them through, perhaps this week that is commenced. Lord, perhaps in the things that try their hearts so, that wonder where the seam will end. Or there may be, Lord, those deep concerns. There may be those, that great need of the Lord to arise. And hear us, Lord, pleading that worthy name. It cannot be pleaded or acknowledged too much. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us for this house of prayer. Long has it been a place, Lord, where we have found the brethren. Seek that it may be so the evening hour that thou art come. But Lord, remember us as we think also of the sad and very grievous state of the earth, and we are caught up in it. We pray that thou art turn the clouds back. Remember us, Lord. May the nation be turned unto thee, the Prime Minister and the Sovereign too. Lord, we pray that thou hear us in such a day of darkness and clouds round about us. Hear, Lord, for our land especially, and the Church of God throughout the earth. Come, Lord, and hear the cries that have gone up that are known to thee. Help us, Lord, to pray for our brother at home and others too, that thou wilt be round about them. And Lord, may we not be a hindrance. May we sweetly know that help which cometh from the Lord. We feel so utterly helpless. Pray that thou wilt come with the dear woman that said, Lord, help me. We ask that thou wilt forgive our every sin. The Lord, do grant thee blood of Jesus for our dreadful state of unbelief and sin that afflicts us so much. We would see Jesus. Now forgive all amiss. Lord, come quickly. Remember the young ones, little ones, and older ones too. And remember us still, Lord, pleading for a evening blessing when Jesus himself may draw near and go with us. And remember each cause represented, and we have to seek, Lord, for that needful help, Lord, to be granted this evening hour. And we ask all in that worthy name, or may it be lifted up, the worthy name of Jesus. We ask all for his sake, with forgiveness of sins. Amen.
Continue by singing hymn 533. How condescending and how wise is the eternal God. On wings of love from heaven he flies, the church to buy with blood. Hymn 533.
by the Lord's gracious help, I feel a willingness to continue with the text this morning, although there are many sweet things coming from the Word. We read in the 1st of Peter, chapter 2, verse 4 into verse 5. It's the 1st of Peter, 1st Epistle, chapter 2, from verse 4, to whom coming? As unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Friends, how needful it is the Lord to send his sweet spirit. Feel it keenly, but we seem to be directed to these words here in the spirit of the gospel, as God may help us. There are people on the earth that are brought into the text experimentally, to whom coming? By the Lord's sweet spirit. Not left in nature's terrible darkness. Not left to a letter religion. But they that are coming, friends, are those that are drawn. I think we've been hearing about it this afternoon, in my recollection. These that, friends, they are coming in all their need. We read of strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia. It's the word of the Lord that we may say, that we may tell from where a man comes. Maybe literally so, but in the scriptures. The word speaks in the spirit of the gospel, the old and new. This morning we tried to notice the way in the First of Kings where it speaks of that earthly house, the temple, and its building and God's blessing upon it. But they, as we said this morning, there were those that were coming to the raising up of this temple, and there was something lacking. They had despised the chief cornerstone, hewed out other things. And there was a very great matter that prevailed. Where could they find this stone so needful, spoken of as a chief cornerstone, or a stone? It's in the scriptures, isn't it? In the 60th chapter, I believe, by Isaiah. There may be some like that, friend. So it strikes me. So yes, we come again, and we're so thankful for God's house. So thankful that we can hear and without hindrance. So thankful that there is the word of the Lord. But friends, in their hearts, they can't seem to get beyond those desires which is so weak. And that's where we come, friends. Those that are labouring before the Lord. Perhaps often. Perhaps daily, but sometimes our poor hearts are taken up, aren't they, with the things of this world. And like those of old that were discovering more and more that the stone that was so needed for the top stone, the glory of the Lord's presence and blessing to be known, especially I speak spiritually. Friends, those that have got dearth in their heart say, well, we fail to come so low? And is there anything after all these years, or maybe less, that need the Lord? Because that's where we come. What the Lord may say, as it was in those days of old, and they had to look carefully for the chief cornerstone to build, as we may think of it spiritually, their hopes upon. That's perhaps especially are often brought low because they haven't got the assurance they feel they ought to have. They haven't got the topmost stone, as others so sweetly are blessed with. What should be done, friends? Oh, it's find the chief cornerstone between Jew and Gentile. The election of grace have attained it. Let me try and speak this evening from the word again in the text, in the spirit of the gospel. It speaks of the Lord laying in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect precious. Some say, I can't get that high. Be careful, friends. What has God laid in his word for seekers? Friends, a chief cornerstone. There's much of it in the word here for those that seek the Lord but fear his frown. There's much here concerning those that wonder if God indeed can look upon them. In any case, they feel to be undone by sin. Well, friends, you will be. But in our text, speaks of the remedy. You need it this evening. Perhaps young hearts especially, or those that have long sought the Lord, and they need the Lord to hasten to come. And so that's how my thoughts are gathered up again with this word. To whom coming with a who can tell? To whom coming that there's no one else they can indeed come with such a dreadful load of sin? For those that truly have to come just as they are, without one plea, save that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God, I come just about perhaps. Or those that wonder if the Lord has left a sweet word for such as, is that they've got so much unbelief, they hardly know to go on sometimes. Help them, mine unbelief is a deep cry, isn't it? With those, it's strangers and pilgrims, it says here. And they are those that God will meet, friends. Now would to God there might be a time when the Lord may return, when the spirit of his word and the truth of the gospel to those that are well nigh cast out and fear that just they their names are not written, or that they are too bad for the Lord. Well, friends, as we have tried to notice this morning, the Lord, he brings his people to his word. Sometimes, you know, they come, these characters, and think it'll be the last time because the Lord doesn't appear. Any like that? Well, friends, this is the word of the Lord pressed upon my spirit concerning these characters that need the chief cornerstone and the top stone. It's all in Christ, isn't it? But there may be those, especially low in their spirits, their poor hearts are full of trouble. Now I want to hasten. In the word of our text, it speaks of these that are coming. Friends, they come. There's an expression of old, isn't there? Cap in hand. That's belonging to the old days, isn't it? Beggars, poor. If so be, there might be some token. We've been reading about it, really. If there may be something that God will send. and Satan says it's not for you. It is for those that are able to speak of assurance. Friends, wait on him still. Those that seek him, if so be there may be hope. Those especially that they're buffeted by Satan. He comes in like a flood and buffets the Lord's people indeed. Now these characters are known unto the Lord. I'm sure of it this evening. It comes to my mind, friends, that there's something God will speak to these characters to whom coming as unto a living stone, and it says, disallowed indeed of men. We spoke this morning of those that are disallowed indeed of men in the ways of this life, but here are those things belonging to the Lord, friends. Disallowed indeed of men. That's the one. Sweetly set forth for these living souls that seek the Lord, that fear his frown, that may indeed be tempted to give up and call no more on Jesus' name. I want to hasten, without repeating myself, to whom coming unto this one spoken of so sweetly here as disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Oh, that we may have grace, friends, in our hearts to speak well of him it was prayed for. We might be able to lift him up. Friends, it's in the gospel. It's not under Mount Sinai, nor is it in any other, as we have been reminded. But neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now, it's not that we can presume, but friends, it's begging away to him, isn't it? Seeking him with your heart up to the Lord, but sometimes drawn and sometimes full of fear. I want to come experimentally to the word that seems to be upon my mind. Now, friends, it's the second part of our text, really. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. That's where I want to come. Who is this? Than the risen Lord. Who is this but the Son of God in that sweet, high and lofty place? To those that come, he has a word in season. They must come upon mercy's ground and seek more earnestly his face. Then, quickly, I want to notice in the word here, as God may open it up to us, as if this is part of the preaching, friends. Not only the dreadful nature of sin, not only the dreadful plague of it, and the knowledge of it, yes, and the fear that may be known, but it speaks of Christ, friends. Now we want new ears for it, don't we? But chosen of God and precious. We want to notice it, especially in the appointing of God, of his own dear beloved Son, in eternity past, in the wonders of redeeming love, in the covenant of grace, in the sweet ways of the Lord that he's left in his word for the sweetest encouragement for those that has to come upon mercy's ground. And it's in the word here that my thoughts specially settle. It says, chosen of God and precious. Now there's such a lot in that, friend. Precious to the Father. Have you thought about it? And yet freely given. sense of God for those that cannot begin to pray aright or believe aright. But it's in the covenant. It's those things that God appoints that we need to be shown by the Holy Spirit. We need to be taught, friends, of those things which are above. For those that cannot even raise a good prayer, cannot begin to believe, well, friends, it's what the Lord will say about it. This one to whom they pray, lisping prayers too, is chosen of God and precious. Oh, for those sweet, living, vital views of Jesus and his word. Now, in the ways of God, friends, we are reminded of our own experience when we came very much upon that ground of helplessness. Hopelessness. A very great need for God to appear, but how to bring a good experience or a good conviction? Cannot. Cannot raise a gracious conviction. Never preached like that really before. Cannot seem to bring anything worth of God's notice. Friends, it's him that's the subject of our text. And these living stones live because the Lord has given them life in the new birth. Has appointed that they shall not wait in vain that wait for me. The throne of grace is open still to these ones that, oh, they do need the Lord and seem to have to get so low about it. Friends, low it will be. That's our best place, isn't it? It's taking my yoke upon you and learning of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Let me direct you to my thoughts about it, friends. It's the opening, like Lydia's heart, the hearts of seekers. It's where they might find relief for their anxious cares. But still, it's still a great trouble that they are inconstant, can't seem to prevail in their petitions. And others are sweetly able to follow on to know the Lord. And perhaps it's a great exercise of mind. I think it comes to mind, how can I go with such a dreadful load of sin and such helpless, sinful indifference left to yourself? Well, friends, it's what God will say to those that are brought from afar. They really are, you know. They have to come by mercy's ground. I remember in my early days having to take a little Bible out of the car and try to seek the Lord in the time between particular times when there was opportunity. If so be, there might be something. Alas, so often disappointed. But friends, it is this emptying that's so needful to approach the Lord. Nothing in my hand I bring, said the dear hymn writer. Simply to thy cross, and we might have to say, I would cling. But friends, it's this matter here of drawing, encouragement to seek him. I think it was said recently to seek him with such a heart that God has opened till it's Christ that you're persuaded of could bring relief to such characters as have sinned away. All help in self. Friends, it's what the Lord will say about it. Now he speaks, friends, with a still small voice, very much in the word of our text. I want to bring it out in the word of his grace, to homecoming as unto a living stone, laid between Jew and Gentile, for the blessing of election, for the truth to be sweetly known in a way that may be divinely appointed for, indeed, forgiveness, but there may be a special need of the Lord's teaching, whatever it is this evening, whatever work it is, may be appointed. Friends, seek the Lord's help, the Lord's guidance in it. Oh, be careful. But friends, it is to homecoming, it's unto a living stone. And it says, disallowed indeed of men. Much could be said of that. But it says, chosen of God and precious. Now that's the sweet resting place of these characters that God has brought thus far. They say, I cannot let thee go, except thou bless me. I have to go again with a who can tell. And then there's something more, friends. There's that emptying whom the Lord will fill. Not the other way about. Friends, he empties well. Do you know about it? I was thinking, speaking about it recently, when the Lord began with me, I was taken very poorly and I couldn't go to work, and I took down several sermons given to me by my dear wife gone to be with Jesus. It's a Christmas present, I believe. And friends, the more I read those searching sermons, they were J.C. Philpott sermons, but it's not man especially, it's God, isn't it? Friends, it opened my heart until I needed that searching. I needed the Lord to grant me a true conviction, a real blessing. I was in great soul trouble, never been like it before. And it was the truth, friends, that I welcomed, and yet it cut me up and brought me very low. And then I began to pray differently. It wasn't those awful characters that were wide of the mark. It was my never-dying soul that stood in need of mercy. Friends, right to the heart, right to my soul, and yet it wasn't always like that. But it was the beginning of that opening of my heart and desire for the Lord to grant me a full assurance. Is there any like that? Well, the Lord opened the word of his grace here. It's this one to whom we may approach, but with much need of the Holy Spirit to direct us, much need of the Lord to guide our very thoughts and answer our prayers. Now, really, it's the part of it that is so needful, friends, to speak well of God himself in the Trinity of person. The sweet covenant entered into. The Lord knowing them that are his, and opening hearts until they have to go to him, and it's a private matter, isn't it? Not me, may not be always so, but this is where I want to come. Those that need the Lord especially, whatever it is, there may be different things. Maybe a calling, I have to leave it. Friends, whatever it is this evening, It's allowed indeed of men, but chosen of God. Oh, friends, how needful that is. That calling divine, that assurance that it says in the scripture. We have not travelled this way heretofore, whatever it is. Friends, don't despise it. The Lord's laying a very precious stone so you can say it is Christ alone that can attend to my sore, troubled soul. May God arise, and the things I can't begin to go into, but the matter is this, friends. Is there any? Yes, there is. God has appointed, and he has appointed one to bow down his ear to hear. That's Christ. Oh, in the sweetness of his truth. Friends, he is pleased to hear the cry of the destitute and not despise their prayer. They're not left out. Friends, there'll be many times of humble seeking the Lord for the increase of his grace and wisdom too. But then, if I may speak of it in another way, this one that is appointed and set forth and commissioned and sent, disallowed indeed of men, and that's our salvation. But chosen of God and precious. Oh, friends, what union is there with him by his grace? What desires are there? And Christ is the sum of them. Lord, remember me, said the dying thief. Those that seek him, friends, as for hid treasure. Is this world nothing compared with Christ and all beside, no comeliness I see. One thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. But friends, it needs the Lord to maintain it, doesn't it? And that may be your trouble. Say, I'm so inconstant. Friends, it's not what constancy we have, but his love. That's what God imparts in the sending and appointing of the Son of God Most High, and nor is a surety short of love. Do you believe it? He loves beyond degree. Oh, it's a little sweet knowledge of it, friends, to a longing, I was going to say aching heart, but a troubled heart. And the depth of conviction, friends, is best left with the Lord. Oh, don't say, if only I had a religion like this one and that one. But seek it from the Lord himself. To this man I will look, in him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Only as much as God's Spirit is in vital exercise in our hearts and lives, whatever circumstances, maybe younger or even older, I want to speak faithfully. These things stand, friends, and will stand until that the Lord returns, a people to whom God will visit and appoint to them salvation to the ends of the earth. And hear their poor broken cries, and friends, it's what he is in that glorious man. Well, it's the risen Lord. Friends, having satisfied the Lord's demands, he takes of this great matter of salvation, friends, and makes it his own eternally for the salvation unto the ends of the earth. And those that have to keep coming to him for more grace and have to seek him more earnestly for his mercy and forgiveness. Now, friends, really it's learning what this means. In some humble measure, as we go through life's journey, oh, there are many sad and most solemn disappointments. Oh, I've walked it out. Friends, it's what the Lord will say about it. It's Him you need, friends. And not to be left to despair, many hymns about it, but to wait on Him still. Friends, it's in the tribulation He has promised. The trial of your faith be much more precious. God, it's that reversal, perhaps, that may try your heart so. Why this? Why that? And it could be said that the Lord uses many things to bring us more humbly unto the God of all grace. That's who is spoken of here, that is appointed his own dear Son. It is He that is that Father. I'm very cautious about that. But friends, He is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the humble approach, isn't it? Oh, all in Him, and what God has appointed in Him, and that which He has taken to glory. For that intercession of these characters, to be their anchor and their, put it another way, to be their sufficiency and their rock of refuge. Now, the next sense of it is this. It is what is appointed in God. Something more than just a name and just a learning of the characters, names to which He belongs, to which we belong. Friends, it's His grace that reigns. Ever thought about it? Friends, He reigns, doesn't He? And so you have to bow under His sovereignty. You have to say, Thy will be done. You have to say, Lord, increase our faith. And then it's as I may be able to speak of, friends, that which the Father has appointed in this one for the salvation of His people. He's chosen, elected, appointed His own dear beloved Son. And some may say, well, you're on high ground. Of course I am, friend. Salvation's ground, isn't it? Nothing in self, all in Christ. The sinner's friend. The one, as much said of it in the Gospel, John 17 comes to mind. The appointment of this God of His own dear beloved Son, and it's in His intercession, isn't it? Father, I will. They also have thus given me be with Thee where I am. Oh, what a sacred, blessed prayer that is. Friends, it is He that sits on no precarious throne or borrows leave to be, that has given all things into His Son. The things that try your heart so, friends, are still known to Him. And friends, He will perfect and appoint that, He says, which concerneth me. Perhaps as things I know nothing of. In that 17th chapter, we think of it again. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also. In the covenant, them which shall believe. And friends, he works it. It's faith in exercise, isn't it? It's in that going unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach, which shall believe. He's the author of it. Friends, seek Him then for the increase. Now, there's a spirit that may overtake us and thinking that we're not the right characters to pray. Well, friends, we're not the right characters in ourselves. But what about this sweet truth of him that lives to intercede? And all such pleading we sing, he approves and blesses them indeed. Friends, a brother gone to glory. And dear Mr. Curley, of most blessed memory, he used to say, see what hard-hearted prayers might do. It's this going to him with such a need that only God can satisfy. And it is learning so sweetly of him that is exalted repentance to give. And the Father has appointed it in the word of his grace. Your heavenly Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. Oh, friends, look closely to him to see if there may be something that you might be able to plead. Friends, there will be something. What about that still small voice that did such good to Elijah when the Lord came, and Ezekiel too, with those dry bones? Friends, it's what the Lord says. Now, this is the subject of my thoughts, friends. It's going to him with such a matter that only God can fulfill, whatever it is. Friends, it comes on my mind if there are those that are appointed some way to speak in his name. Oh, it is, they must be nothing and Christ be everything. Oh, but how far short we come. Again, it seems to stand out to me, friends, that there is something that God is bringing about. I lay in Zion. In Zion, a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Let me try and take it up very carefully. It's not that the creature may have some merit at all. You might be able to say, well, I've prayed and God has answered my prayer. What a good man I am. No, friends, it's humbling, isn't it? The Lord hath been mindful of us. Hitherto hath the Lord helped us. He is pleased to remember the poor and the needy and to bring them humbly on their way. Now, it's contained in the word of his grace, but chosen of God and precious. Maybe something here that may stand out to me. Oh, the Lord, grant me some help in it. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now, it seems to stand out to me like this, friends. It's that way that God leads his people and directs them humbly. It's by the right way, isn't it? To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, chosen of God and precious. But there's another part to it that I must seek the Lord's help to speak from, just for a few moments, really. It's this great trial of faith, or the way the Lord to try his people until they wonder if they really are fit characters for whatever it is the Lord has appointed. Whatever it is that he has in his sovereign mind, whatever it is that he will direct them in, friends, it's the word of his grace, isn't it? To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. And then it goes on, opens up, but chosen of God and precious. So I want to think of it a little way here. Built up a spiritual house. And then there is that preciousness of Jesus Christ in the word of his grace, in the appointments of God for his people. It is contained in the word here. Disallowed indeed of men, but you have to take up the cross, the shame, despise. You have to seek him who sought you first, to whom coming is unto a living stone. But then there may be those great matters that only God can answer. That trial especially of living faith. Now, friends, it's when the whole matter goes into the furnace, whatever it is. So I can't bear the furnace. Seems to burn up everything. Friends, the Lord send his word with a sweet authority. It's what appointments belong to him, and he then sweetly grants to his people. It says, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. So I want to look at it the other way about for a few moments. The Lord may direct me. When it says, disallowed indeed of men, friends, it's perhaps that particular great trouble, or that trial of your faith. And then a little closer, it's where the Lord shows himself gracious through the man. The Lord's blessing to be known upon those that seek him, that fear his frown. And then, if I may look at it from this other way for a few moments, friends, he is chosen of God in a very sweet way for the salvation of his church, for the blessing of the Lord to be sweetly known. Now, friends, it's his choosing, isn't it? Whatever it is at this time, it's what the Lord appoints. Be careful, friends, to seek him especially for the convoy of his love, especially for the Lord's blessing to be known, whatever way that may be coming, whatever the appointed way is. Friends, it's grace needed to bow humbly under his hand and to wait upon him still. But then also it speaks here of those things that attend my thoughts so much. He was indeed, disallowed indeed of men, but in the word of his grace it leads onwards. It directs, friends, to the purposes of God, which ripen fast, unfolding every hour. The bud may have a bitter taste, but sweet shall be the flower. Ah, but you say, I can't seem to get so high. Well, the Lord directs us a little closer to his word. It's this matter, friends, that he takes in his hand. And you keep trying to handle it yourself. Keep trying to turn the Lord to your will. And it's turned backwards, perhaps. It's that way, friends, where we have to learn to be like the clay in his hands. We have to seek him as the living stone. And perhaps we may look at it in this further application. So it is that he is appointed and made known here as that one that is mighty to save. Friends, another application is to be near the people of God. He left the realms of bliss to come in their place and to be that forerunner of eternal glory. And the great matter in my mind still is this, is how the Lord will finish what he has begun. How he will turn it round, friends, according to his will, according to his purposes divine. Oh, it needs the Lord, doesn't it, to take the matter in hand, whatever it is, and to bring you and I, perhaps, especially to wait upon him and to seek him more earnestly. It goes on in a few things and speak of the word of his grace. Friends, it's really what the Lord will bring out of this trial of your faith, or whatever it is that he may bring you into. Be ready, friends, to let go of everything but his will, and say, choose thou the way, still lead on. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. We want to change things of our own wisdom. Friends, seek the wisdom of Christ. It's at his cross. To choose the way that maybe the way he appoints. To bring his people to a humble thought that, friends, he is pleased to grant that help, to know that he is still near, the friend of sinners, poor. It speaks of it in the last few thoughts here. Disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God, then precious. My thoughts seem to dwell here, friends, that this one is none other than the dear Redeemer, the friend of sinners, the God of all grace, one that is mighty to save, one that he has made known through the sweet merits of his grace, disallowed indeed of men. And then it goes on. As if, friends, these things that the Lord may direct you into are those things that concern his holy will and his divine appointments, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Now that's the sum of it, friends. Sum of the whole text this evening. But chosen of God and precious. Now would to God the Lord might bend our will to his, and he might be given us that spirit of grace to wait upon him, for the Lord to grant those answers of peace. He is able to grant those sweet answers. We have them in God himself, in the word of his grace. Chosen of God and precious. But then, very quickly, I must leave it shortly. It's this particular way where God will send his word, wherever it may be, in whichever direction. It says, who by him do believe in God? This is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand, when ye turn to the left. Again, it says, seeing you purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. But I want to come to my last few thoughts in the chapter, being born again. Not of corruptible seed. Friends, it's that which is of God, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. The Lord may direct his word in a particular way and cause your heart to seek him more earnestly. We have it before us in the last few thoughts of the chapter, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, for all flesh is as grass. Oh, friends, the Lord will attend that amongst the people. All flesh is as grass. And all the glory of man is a flower of grass. Oh, what a word it is. The grass withereth, so it dies. Oh, we are brought to see it, aren't we? And the flower thereof falleth away. Oh, how often we may say, you know, so and so, well, they've gone. Where, friend? Where will we be? Do we know the living head in our text, the Lord Jesus, in whom is life eternal? Friends, that one that brings his people right home, you know, he doesn't leave them in their trial of faith. He perfects his grace, and they have to seek him and rest in his love. A few things I have to leave this evening. The Lord directs the word by way of encouragement. To whom coming as unto a living stone? Indeed. Disallowed indeed of men? How true. But chosen of God and precious. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Izzard is again expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Charles Woolboys next Lord's Day. Let us now close with hymn 1074. When gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee? The fullness of thy promise prove the seal of thy eternal love. Hymn 1074.
Lord, do forgive all amiss. Command thy blessing and thy comfort too. Lord, receive us in our desire that thou wilt be reigning over us and bring to pass thy divine and holy will. Be with each one in our hearts to pray for. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and teaching of the Holy Spirit be with us each. Amen.